on digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook. The Sportscast. Expect the unexpected.
The Top 25 Rundown presented by The Sportscast.
This is the Top 25 Rundown. And here's your host, Alan West.
Good evening and welcome to the Top 25 Rundown presented by the Sportscast. Today is June 5th, 2024. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all your channels, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch.tv, and Apple Podcasts. If you are on Apple Podcasts, visit your very video. It'll help us out tremendously. We are also on DAB Digital Radio. You can listen to us on your smart speaker, play Sportscast. Visit us on the Sportscast.net. Also follow us on Twitter, the Sportscast1, and check out our app, the Sportscast, in the iOS App Store. Hello, my name is Alan West. Welcome to another edition of Top 25 Rundown. Normally, we would have started early, but, well, life happens and life takes priority. So, that being said, we are seeing that for the Women's College World Series, the finals are happening. Oklahoma and Texas have made it to the final. And game one was played today. Oklahoma won 8-3. Oklahoma, throughout their run to the third straight championship where they are right now, they lost their first game in 20 or 25 games. So you can definitely see that certain things are going on. I do think Oklahoma should be able to not only survive this, but also be very successful and pull it out. But we're going to wait and see for them. And right now, on ESPN, they're having the track and field national championships and 10,000 meter, which just won by Hampton Sam of New Mexico, in a time of just over 28 minutes. So congratulations to him. And actually, I apologize. Oklahoma is on their bid for a four-peat of World Series. So we will see how that goes. In college baseball, we're also dealing with the Super Regionals. And while that has already been pretty crazy how it started out, now we are down to the Super Regionals, where we have best of three series starting on Friday through Monday. Knoxville Regional, you have Evansville going against number one Tennessee. Tallahassee of UConn going against Florida State. Charlottesville of Kansas State going against number 12 Virginia. Chapel Hill, you have West Virginia going against North Carolina, who just pulled off a win in their last game over the defending champion LSU. So there will be a new national champion this year. We'll see how that goes. In the Lexington Super Regional, you have number 15 Oregon State at number 2 Kentucky. In the Athens Super Regional, you have number 10 NC State going against number 2 Georgia. In the Clemson Super Regional, you have Florida going against number 6 Clemson, and Oregon going against number 3 Texas A&M. So we'll see how all of that goes. And for the teams that got to the Super Regionals, the way that they did was you would had Indiana, Southern Miss, Northern Kentucky, and Tennessee, and Tennessee won all three of their games to advance to the Super Regionals. In the Greenville Regional, you had Evansville, East Carolina, VCU, and Wake Forest. And Evansville won their first two games, lost their third game to East Carolina, then came back and beat East Carolina 6-5 to advance the Super Regionals. In the Norman Regional, you'd have UConn, Duke, Oklahoma, and Oral Roberts. Oklahoma won their first game, lost their second game, and then won their third and fourth games, including beating UConn 6-4 to force the final game 7, and UConn won game 7, 7-1 to advance. In the Tallahassee Regional, you'd had Florida State, Stetson, UCF, and Alabama. And Florida State won all three of their games to advance. In Fayetteville Regional, you had Arkansas, Southeast Missouri State, Kansas State, and Louisiana Tech. And Kansas State won all three of their games to advance to the Supers. In the Charlottesville Regional, you had Virginia, Penn, Mississippi State, and St. John's. And UVA won all three of their games to advance to the Regionals. In the Tucson Regional, you had West Virginia, Dallas Baptist, Grand Canyon, and Northern Arizona. West Virginia won all three of the games to advance. Chapel Hill, you had LSU, Wofford, North Carolina, and Long Island. And North Carolina, they won their first two games, lost their third game to LSU, and then they had the thriller on Monday, where they won 4-3 in 10 innings. So that's how North Carolina advanced. In the Lexington Region, you had Kentucky, Western Michigan, Illinois, and Indiana State. Kentucky won all three of the games, so they advanced. In the Corvallis Region, you had UC Irvine, Nicholls, Oregon State, and Tulane. Oregon State won all three of their games, so they advanced. Raleigh Region, you had South Carolina, James Madison, NC State, and Bryant. NC State won all three of their games, so they advanced. In the Athens Regional, you had Georgia, Army, UNC Wilmington, and Georgia Tech. Georgia won all three of the games that they played, so they advanced to the Super Regionals. In the Clemson Regional, you had Coastal Carolina, Vanderbilt, Clemson, and High Point. Clemson won all three of their games, so they advanced to the Super Regionals. Because even with the games being double elimination, if you win all three of your games in a row, you automatically advance. In the Stillwater Regional, you had Florida, Nebraska, Oklahoma State, and Niagara. And Florida, they won their first game. They lost their second game to Oklahoma State. Then they won their next three games, so they advanced to the Super Regionals. In the Santa Barbara Regional, you had Oregon, San Diego, UC Santa Barbara, and Fresno State. Oregon won all three of their games. They advanced. And finally, in the Bryan College Station Regional, you had Texas A&M, Grambling, Texas, and Louisiana. Texas A&M won all three of their games, and they advanced. So we're definitely going to see how that goes. And one story that I was looking at that you won't hear as much about is a story about Birmingham Southern. They're a Division III school that they've already shut down, but their baseball team has made it to the Division III College World Series. And it's been an insane story just because they did not think that they were going to be able to do well. And, well, they started having financial issues in 2007. And, well, unfortunately, the president made some mistakes from the time he arrived in 2004 to 2011. And because of his mistakes, the school is not able to come back. And do well. And unfortunately, the school shut down. But even with the school shutting down, Birmingham Southern, the baseball team, has been able to succeed. And while you won't know many names on that team, the ace of the team, his name is Drake LaRoche. Now, if you're a baseball fan, you'll recognize the name Adam LaRoche. He was a professional baseball player who played for the Nationals, Reds, and a few other teams. But he retired because he had been taking his son, Drake, to the White Sox facilities, and they told him they don't want him to do that. And so he said, okay, I won't do that. I will retire instead. And because he did that, well, his son definitely still was interested in baseball, and as you see the story for Birmingham Southern, he is the ace at the school for the baseball team. So that is eye-opening and pretty cool just to see that he is still being successful in sports just like his dad. So we will see. I believe I have not checked on how Birmingham Southern has done since, but I know that they had made it into the tournament. So I can look that up real quick, because that was something that you don't hear or see about every day. One of the brackets, just because it's pretty fascinating for just how the school is doing. And Birmingham Southern, they were able to advance in the elimination bracket to Wisconsin Whitewater. And then they fell to them. Right now, you have the finals at Wisconsin Whitewater going against Miss Concordia. And right now, they have a 1-0 lead. And it's going to be the best of three, so see how that goes to them. Wish nothing but the best. Yeah, as I said, right now you've got the Division One track and field day one national championships going on, so let's see how that goes. Also, you see that University of Iowa is going to pay the family of a rower who's around $3.5 million. That is a shame. For that person who lost their life. Oh, one thing that I unfortunately was not able to talk about last week was the unfortunate passing of Bill Walton from cancer at 71 years old. I think that Bill Walton was a national treasure. Not only was he outstanding as a basketball player in high school, college, and in the NBA, but just how he would do all his commentary for the Pac-12 is something that you don't really see nowadays, because while he probably was a little too blunt for everybody, he kept it real, and he did what he had to do. It just, it's not something you see every day, and just because of how his quirky sense of humor was, it worked for him. Just like his 30 for 30, the four-part series that he did, that not only showed how he was as a player at Helix High School, at UCLA, playing for the Blazers and the Celtics. It also talked about how his knee injury was and how he was not afraid to sit out to make sure that the team understood, hey, you need to make sure that my medical work is done and it's done right. Because if not, why would he come back and play? He was the one that took them to get their title in Portland Trailblazers under Dr. Jack Ramsey. So for him to be able to make that stand and then also win at least one more title with the Celtics, even with bad knees, that's very impressive. And for him, unfortunately, to pass away at 71 due to cancer, well, I enjoyed watching him on commentary, and especially with the Pac-12, with him giving his input about that. Now, not only have we lost the Pac-12, but we've lost Bill Walton as well, so we say rest in peace, sir, and thank you for everything you did, not only for college basketball, for pro basketball, and just how you were a icon and a ambassador to the game that, well, it's going to be hard for anyone to replicate not only the success you had, but also just how blunt and honest you were and how you did things your way. Sure, it's quirky, but it's something nobody will ever forget. On that note, we're going to end early today just because, well, today, family came first since my daughter was able to have her promotion ceremony from middle school to high school, so congratulations for that. Also, I regret that I forgot to mention this when Bob was here before, that belated Happy Mother's Day for the mothers last month. But we'll come back next week. I'm going to do a recap, not only on the track and field, but also I'm going to do a recap for the Women's College World Series for softball. And by this point, we should be about at the Men's College World Series as well. So you can always look us up on the Sportscast 1 on Twitter or go to our website, sportscast.com. This is Alan West, the Top 25 Rundown. Have a great week, everybody, and take care.